Psalms 105. Johnny was reading that scripture this morning about the priest is his garment, and from what I understand, Israel has already made them for the tribulation time. And think about that, how beautiful that garment must have been, that ephod that Aaron wore, the high priest, and it must have been a beautiful sight back when God gave some people special talent to make that those garments and all that was needed for the tabernacle. Psalms 105, beginning at verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works that he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. May God bless the reading of his precious word. Lord God, thank you for the word of God, for the psalmist that penned these words. And thank you for this hour when we can assemble together public to worship the true God of heaven, the living, eternal God who loves mankind so much. Lord, we invite your presence in our midst. We desire you. We want to be in your will. We want to enjoy you, Lord. And we need you, Lord, to make this hour an hour to praise your name and to worship you. Use us for your holy name's sake, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Give thanks to the Lord. This is not just a time to thank the Lord at Thanksgiving. We have so much to thank the Lord for today, folks. Just think about what happened back in October. It affected some of you folks real bad. But you're still here. You're still here. Some people are not still here. And all over the world, people are being affected by disasters and hardships. But we can give thanks to the Lord because there's several things that's for sure. God loves everybody. God loves everybody. And God wants to bless everybody. He really does. He wants to bless people. How often, though, do you really thank the Lord? Do you just go through the day thanking me as you're going about your day? Do you ever think about just thank you, Lord? You help me with this situation. You help me with that situation. I just thank you, Lord, for being mindful of me. Being mindful of me. We ought to thank him every day and throughout the day. When you lay down at night, you ought to be thanking the Lord as you crawl in bed. You got a nice place to lay down. I've been reading a book, and I might refer to it again, I don't know. I've been reading some old writings that was handed down through the centuries about Adam and Eve. And after Adam and Eve had sinned and God drove them out of the Garden of Eden, God sent them to a cave called the Cave of Treasures. That was to be their home now. They didn't have the Garden of Eden anymore. They had to go out into the world now and live in a cave. You know, they live in that cave for over 900 years. They slept on the ground. Think about 900 plus years living in a cave. Didn't have any lights. They didn't have anything. It's a very interesting book, and a number of different cultures have recorded these writings. And they're in different languages too. Things about that was handed down generation after generation after generation about Adam and Eve and how difficult and hard life was for them after they sinned against God. You know what was so bad about it? I was telling Mother Chavis about it the other day. We went down to Wilmington. You know, God said to Adam and Eve, he said, how many of these things that Satan promised y'all has come true? Think about this. How many things has Satan promised you has come true? Satan's a liar. Satan won't give you peace. Satan won't give you hope. Oh, Satan's a deceiver. He's a liar. And look what it cost Adam and Eve. They slept on the ground for 900 something years. The Bible says to proclaim the greatness of God. Tell others about how great God is. I tell you what, God is so great, and they just discovered this. This past week, more planets out yonder. More planets that possibly could have life. Well, I could have told you they got life. I'm sure God's got angels over every one of them. No doubt. I mean, he's got the angels to control the wind on the east, north, south, and west. Yeah, there's life out yonder. But you know what? They're not willing to acknowledge God. It's all evolved. But we ought to proclaim the greatness of God. How great God is. Oh, the person that come up with this song. How great thou art. And that song can't express it. Because he's greater than a song can express. God is great, folks, that he puts up with us. And look how he's put up with Israel, a chosen people who've rebelled against him continually, but he keeps putting up with them. But it's all going to come to a head one day with all the human family. God's going to bring it to a close. The Bible says, let everyone know what God has done. What has God did for you? What has God did for you? I was back in the office the other day. I took home five or six, seven or eight tapes. And I started playing these old video tapes. And they were tapes that when we first started our television ministry, we started in 95, and these were made in 1996. And we were recording them back there in that classroom where Danielle used to have a class. And Brother Junior was standing there against a white wall singing. with one camera on it. We only had one camera. And Brother Bill Wright, who's going to be with the Lord. Oh, what a wonderful guy. And his son, his son was running the camera and Bill Wright was doing the narration work. Oh, those days brought back so many memories of where the ministry of the church has progressed since 1996. God gave us free time on TV and he's still giving it to us. And then we've purchased time on this other station 5 days a week. Look what God is doing. Look in your own life. Look what God is doing in your life. Where has he brought you from? I think about my own health issues, where I've been. I'm not supposed to be here, according to the doctor. Look what God has did for you. Don't ever forget it. Don't ever forget it. We ought to talk about him. More to talk about the Lord. I'm standing in line at Walmart, so I picked up a couple of items. I forget, cat food or something. I'm always buying cat food. I don't ever get nothing, but I buy cat food, amen? I standing there, and this guy come up behind me. He looked like he might have been 55 or something like that. And he was asking me about this Drano. He said, is this safe to put in a septic tank? I said, I don't know about that, but they say it'll eat up your drain lines under the sink. He said, oh, and he put it back up. I said, that's what they say. I don't know. And he said another comment or so. I said, well, it would be better to be with the Lord than to be here. He said, oh, yeah. You know, people always talking about, I'm glad I woke up this morning. Well, wouldn't you have been better off if you hadn't? Huh? Where are we at? Where's our mind at? If we're saved, we'd be better off if we didn't wake up. Huh? Anybody out there? Somebody else have their own problems. Amen. Amen, brother. Am I telling it right? Are you saved? You want to go be with the Lord? What about right now? Amen. Woo. Oh, Jesus. It's good. It's good. Talk about him. Do you ever sing to the Lord? Oh, preacher, I can't sing. Hey, you can sing to the Lord. You can sing to the Lord. You know, I've told you about getting on that old tractor of Daddy's and singing to the sound of the muffler. Every time it hit a bump, I'd bump with it, my song. Oh, yeah. Sing to the Lord. Be happy, I'm saved. We ought to exalt his holy name. That's what that psalmist is talking about. Exalting the Lord. You know what? You won't ever meet anybody like the Lord. You know, there's a lot of people wanting to go be with the president. Glory be. I want to be with the Lord. Amen. Won't be any Democrats. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Remember the things God has did for you. Look back over your life. Look what God has did for you. Do you ever think about what God has did for you? And thank him for how he's protected you? Where he's brought you from? Tammy just talked about a while ago, a couple of years ago, where God brought her from. She's even calling it another birthday. Wow, that's good. That includes all of us. Whether we are saved or unsaved, look where God has brought us from, and look what God has did for us. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. Let me tell you something about life. Right will always win. Think about it. I was reading on the internet last night, about 1 o'clock sometime, and I seen where the sheriff and the patrolmen's and the Lumberton Police Department had arrested 123 people here in Robeson County. Think about this many people in our county that was caught and arrested. 123. That's awful, ain't it? And they're expecting to arrest some more people. Think about all the evil that's in our county. Well, the lawyers are making it today. They're making errors today. But listen, there might be a lot of evil, but right is going to win out. Right always wins. Oh, them evil might get a few victories. The devil gets some victories, but he loses the battle. He loses the battle. Evil is everywhere today in our society. It's sad. And some of it has been legalized, like killing babies. So we ought to praise the Lord today for who He is and for what He's done, what He's going to do. The devil and his crowd, they're losers, folks. Why do anybody want to serve the devil? But people don't think about what I'm serving the devil. They don't think about that's what they're doing. Serving the devil and his purposes. I like what the Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 8, verse 35. I got a microphone, young'un. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it's written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, Paul wrote. We're counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all things we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. Folks, we can always win because the Lord is with us. We can always have the victory. The Lord is with us. We don't have to live defeated. We don't have to live in fear. God loves us. God's with us. God's for us. Y'all hear me? God's for you if you're living for Him. God is a giver. God gave Israel the land of Canaan. Look how others want it today. This past week, Iran issued again. We're going to wipe her off the map. They're liars. God ain't going to let them. I tell you what's going to happen according to this book right here. Most of Iran's going to be wiped off. According to this book, her and Russia, along with Turkey, and a lot of them other Islamic nations. When they come down on Israel, according to Ezekiel, God's going to let them hold it. Yeah. Take 7 months to bury them. And that's with modern equipment, brother. Just because they were His people, God gave them the land of Canaan. And God likes to give His people many blessings. God wants to bless people. And He will bless people. But a lot of time people don't get God's blessing because of the way they live. We want this, we want that. But God would give it to us. Some of y'all have heard about my floor mats in my truck, haven't you? I've told some of you about my floor mat. One of my floor mats in my truck tore up, and one day, 4 or 5 years ago, I found one laying on the side of the road, so I got it. And I put it in my truck. It didn't match, but it worked. And then the other day, up from my house, less than half a mile, I happened to spot something laying inside the highway. And I said, when I come back, I'm going to check that out. And when I came back, I stopped and pulled over there, and there was a set of brand new floor mats. And they were heavy-duty floor mats. My wife has always told me, said, honey, if you'll always just wait, don't go buy nothing, just wait. And somebody either give it to you or you'll get it. So I've been waiting 4 or 5 years. And sure enough, there lay a brand new set of floor mats, heavy duty. And they matched my truck. They're in my truck. And they're so heavy duty, my truck's even quieter. Sound like I got a Ford now, Brother Chavis. Amen. Lord, excuse me, Lord. But listen, folks, God blesses us. He gives to us. I got new floor mats given to me. God had to do that. Amen? Oh, preacher, that ain't nothing. It is to me. I appreciate the cone of ice cream once in a while, honey. Amen. Amen. We need to be thankful for the little things. Listen, my daughter said a while ago, Daddy, why didn't you tell me? I'd have got you some floor mat. I didn't want you to spend no money. Not on me. God gave me some floor mats. I'm tickled to death. Amen. I'm as happy as a monkey in a banana factory. Amen. What has God given you that you're excited about today? Amen. Thank you, brother. What has God given you? Do you think about it?
Eternal life.
Woo! You can't beat that one. Think about what God has given to you. The Bible says that a man that's found a wife found a good thing. Don't you let your head swell. Amen. Y'all listening? What's the Lord given to you? Have you asked Him for anything? Do you ever ask the Lord for anything? Let me ask you this. Do you think He's going to give it to you? Do you think He's going to give it to you? Are you so living so God can give it to you? That's another thing, folks. Are you so living that God can bless you? A lot of people are missing out on God's blessings because of the way they live. God just dying to give it to them, but he can't. He can't because they're ignoring Him. They're disobeying Him. God's a good giver. God's a great giver. God desires to give. God gave His very Son for the whole world. And how few want Him. How few want to be saved today. You know what most people want today? They want to go to heaven and live like hell. That's what people want. They want to go to heaven when they die, but live like hell. Why they're here. Some people say, well, I'll give the Lord my heart, but I'm going to do what I want with my body. No. Don't work that way. Don't work that way. God likes to give people many blessings. You read the history of Israel, how God blessed those people, took care of those people. And when those people were obeying the Lord and the Lord just blessing them, you know what happened to the people? They were just so excited God was blessing them, they just slacked off on worshiping the Lord and wandered over there into places they didn't need to be at. And that's the way people are today. people start coming to the church, and the Lord will start blessing them indirectly. Well, I think I can miss prayer meeting. Well, I think, you know, Sunday I hadn't had a vacation, or I haven't had a, I got to go off on my birthday. Oh, it's our anniversary. We got to go off this weekend. Let me ask y'all something. Are y'all going to listen to me? Has God ever give you permission to be gone? He said in His Word, don't you forsake my house. Has God ever give you permission to be out? No. No. We go out. We disobey. I deserve it. I deserve it. Who said? We begin to wander away from God, and our view of God gets distorted. Our view of God gets distorted. God don't ever change. My will is the appointed place at the appointed time. And I didn't say it. He said it. He said it, not me. He's going to judge by what He said, not by what I said. I was called to tell you what He said. And to be honest, sometimes I don't like to tell you what He said, but I'm telling you today. What He said. Are you so living God can bless you? Well, I'm a Christian. So be it. At least you're not a horse. A Christian has responsibilities. We're supposed to praise the Lord. How are you going to praise the Lord running out there doing what you want to do? You're praising yourself. Here's what the psalmist said. I love this. Oh, I found this so many, 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 many years ago. You can't wear it out. Psalm 37. Turn in your Bible. And I know you got it marked. If you hadn't, oh, shame on you if you hadn't got these verses marked in your Bible. Oh, these has comforted my old heart so much. Psalm chapter 37. Please turn there. In Psalm 37, look down at verse 3, trust in the Lord. Are you trusting the Lord, folks? Really now? Be honest now. God knows. Are you really trusting the Lord? Trust in the Lord. And then He says, do good. That is, live right. So that thou shalt dwell in the land. Look what happened to Israel. They quit doing right. They quit trusting the Lord. They got put out of their land, right? And you know what? Half of them still out today or more. Yeah, they're still out. Over half of them at least. Because nearly half of them are living in our country. The Bible says, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord. Are you happy you're saved? Are you happy to serve the Lord? Does it delight you to give to the Lord to support His work? Are you excited about bringing your hard-earned money and put it in an offering plate to be used for the missionaries and for the ministry of God? Are you delighted to do that? You know, there's a lot of people won't do it because, well, they just don't know the Lord. That's what's the problem. And who He is. Delight thyself in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Oh, boy, preacher, I'm glad you said that. He's going to give me what I want. What you want will be what He wants. if you're right. What you want will be what he wants. See, we need to understand what the Bible says. Not take that to mean that, like these prosperity teachers are saying today. Yeah, God will give you the desires of your heart, but your heart's going to want the thing God wants. Commit thy way to the Lord. Oh, what a secret that is to living. Commit thy way to the Lord. There's not enough money in this world to pay me to go back to what I was when I was living up to 28 years of age, maybe. There's enough money in the world for me to go back for. Because somewhere around 28 or 29, somewhere's long enough. I should have marked it, but I didn't. Something happened to me. I really got to know the Lord. Commit thy way to the Lord. You won't ever regret giving yourself completely to the Lord. Trust in him. Learn to trust the Lord. I trusted the Lord to give me some floor mats from a truck. Amen? And he shall bring it to pass. I love those verses, folks. I love those verses. I hope you'll love them. Live by them. Again, it is God's delight to give us the needs of our life. He promised he'd do that. You know, Adam and Eve, they got run out of the Garden of Eden, but God gave them a place to stay, a cave. Lay on the dirt without lights. On one occasion, what are we going to eat? They didn't have nothing to eat. You know, God had an angel to come, and you know what they did? He brought them two figs. Two figs for two people. You ever seen a fig? How big is a fig? How big? Not these. These figs, the Bible says, or no, this writing says, was as big as watermelons. Now, that's a fig, brother. They're grown on Chavis's farm. Praise the Lord. Hey, Brother Chavis. Hey, folks, they had Miracle-Grow. Amen. Amen. Hey, said those figs as big as watermelons. Praise the Lord. Well, you know, when the spies went to the promised land, they come out with yeah. I mean, it took two to tote them. And you know what? It won't be long when the thousand-year reign of Christ comes, which could be very shortly, 7 years or a little over from now, when Christ sets up his kingdom, this earth is going to produce crops and fruits like you've never seen. Yeah, it's going to be productive again, folks. Praise the Lord. In my Father's house are many mansions, Jesus said. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. God's a giver. God's not going to give you a cave to live in, praise God. He's going to give you a home. And Revelation 21 describes it. It's 14,000 miles high, wide, a cube. Wow. With diamonds and all kind of sapphires and rubies and gold. And my, what a sight that's going to be to live in a place like that. I'll go to prepare a place for you. If I go, I'm going to come again and receive you. Folks, the Lord's going to come one day and get you if you're saved. If you're not saved, he's going to send probably a demon to get you. Haul you down. By the way, which way is up anyway? Is up that way? Well, if you're in China, it's that way. So which way's up? Only God can solve that. Amen. Only God can solve that. We have something to praise the Lord about, folks. We got somebody that made this universe that loves us more than anybody else. The one that made this universe loves us more than anybody else. God is offering this to everyone, a home in heaven. He's made plans for everybody. The invitation is to everybody. God is pleading with everybody. Pleading. But only a few are interested. Are you interested in going to heaven? You made plans to go to heaven? There's only one way. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of sin. Turn from sin to Christ. Trust Him. Love Him. Serve Him. No one ever regrets it. No one. I remember back on the farm where I was raised at, right over there a couple of miles, I would get up in the morning and go feed the mules. Then milk the cow. Then take her and put her in the pasture. Then go feed the hogs and the chickens before we ate. After we ate, we went to school, came home, picked cotton, worked in the back of the cornfield. In the wintertime, we were cutting ditch banks, digging them out, cutting wood for the barn, for the stove, and for the heater. That's the way we live. That was just some of the things. What I'm saying is that on the farm we were doing things that had to be done whether we liked it or not. You had to survive. Amen? But in heaven there'll be no drudgery. Well, I dread to milk that old cow. Holding up for milk won't give it to me. There's not going to be any drudgery in heaven. That I hate to go do this or I hate to go do this, Lord. Lord, can't you send somebody else? No, they ain't going to have that in heaven. Am I making sense? We're not going to get tired in heaven. Not going to be sleepy. Not going to be any lazy people. The Bible says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the people, sing unto Him, sing psalms unto Him, talk ye of all His wonderful works, glory ye in His holy name. Let the heart of them that rejoice, that seek the Lord and His strength, seek His face evermore. Remember His marvelous works that He's done, His wonders, and the judgments of His mouth, the Scriptures tell us in Psalms 105, those first verses. Sometimes God's people suffer. I can stand here and just name off names of people that suffer. Brother Russell called me the other day. Last Sunday, he was 84. His wife Nancy's been down, I don't know how many years now, honey. 3 or 4? Can't get up. His wife had a leg taken off. My next door neighbor, his wife's in a bed, can't get up. He's in a wheelchair. I could go on and on and on just naming people. Afflictions. People suffer. God's people suffer. We wonder why is it we have these afflictions sometimes. We live in an evil world. We live in a corruptible body. These things are just going to happen. That's just the way it is. Let me tell you something about one of God's servants who was afflicted one time. God sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant. Let me preface these remarks by this remark. Joseph is one of two people in the Bible, except for Christ. There's no sin mentioned in their life. Only he and Daniel. Talking about major characters in the Bible. Joseph's feet, they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron. Until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. The king sent and loosed him, even the rulers of the people, and let him go free. And he made him lord of house and ruler of all his subjects. That's Psalms 105, verses 17 through 20 in this psalm we're talking about. God had a reason for Joseph to be treated like he was. So I want you to think about that when you and I have our problems. It was to bless and save his people that Joseph was afflicted. You do not know why you may be having it so hard, but God knows why. Give me your ear, folks. Give me your ear. God did not tell Joseph why he was suffering while he was suffering. Joseph endured for 13 years being sold as a slave by his own brothers, being lied about by a beautiful, wicked woman, and being put in prison for a crime he didn't commit. And what was Joseph's attitude? It's summed up in Genesis 45, verses 4 and 5, after he revealed himself to his brothers who had sold him into slavery many years earlier. Joseph said to his brethren, "Come near to me, I pray you." And they came near, and he said, "I'm Joseph, your brother, whom ye sold into Egypt. Now therefore be not grieved or angry with yourselves that ye sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve life." Boy, you can't get around the wisdom of God, can you? And God found somebody he could use to preserve Israel, the nation. So when you're having problems and afflictions and trouble, and I'm talking to you too, preacher, you just don't know what God is up to for good. You just don't know. Do you see how God was given to his people? God may want to use you to give to someone and help them. God may have someone who can give to you at a needed time. You may have a time you need somebody to give to you. And I'm not just talking about money. God is God, and he's in control all the time, church. So we should praise him and love him and serve him and obey him, because he's in control of our lives. And he knows what he's doing. Remember what Moses went through to serve God and the Jewish people? God sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They showed his signs among them and wonders in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made it dark, and they rebelled not against his word. He turned their waters into blood and slew their fish. Their land was brought forth frogs in abundance in the chambers of their kings. He spake, and there came divers sorts of flies and lice in all their coast. He gave them hail for rain and flaming fires in their land. He smote their vines, also their fig trees, and brake the trees of their coast. He spake, and the locusts came, and caterpillars, and that without number. He did eat up all the herbs in their land and devoured their fruit of their ground. He smote all their firstborn in their land, the chief of all their strength. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribe. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them fell upon them. Psalms 105, verses 26 through 37. Look what God was giving to his people. Look what God gave Egypt because of their disobedience. Now, God didn't want to do Egypt like that. But Egypt so lived that God had to deal with them that way. The amount of land that's promised to Israel. Let me talk about that as I close. Listen to me. It's estimated that the promised land is 8 times the size of Texas that's promised to them. Now, Texas is a big state. I've never been there, and I hope I don't ever go. But you get in Texas, I'm told, and you drive forever. Another estimate that I looked at, or another source of information, said that the size of a promise to Israel is 300 square miles. 300,000 square miles, I'm sorry. 300,000 square miles. And today that would be about the size of the state of New Jersey that they're living in today. So they're a long way from 300,000 square miles. One of these days, God's going to give them all their land back. And these people that's threatening them and been fighting them and all this going on and claiming that that's their land. Listen, Israel's going to get that land. And there won't be any more fighting about it or dispute about it. Let me ask you a question this morning. Are you a giver? No one can outgive God. But still, we can be givers for the glory of God. What are you giving? Are you giving your time? Yourself? Your money? To help others? Maybe one of these people who has to be paid before you do any. Are you one of these people you have to be paid before you do anything? Back in the days when I came along, people helped people and you didn't pay them. That somehow or another that went out. That's not the way God is. Look how God gives, but God doesn't want pay. When you bring your tithes and offers to the Lord, it's not to pay God. God don't need your money. Amen. What'd he do with your money? It's his anyway. All of it, by the way. It's all his. You're just being told to manage what he lets you have. You're managers of, and one day, I am going to give an account of how we use what God let us have. God gives. God gave so much it hurt him. God gave his son. Look how it hurt God. Does your giving hurt you? Do you give to your hurt and your time? Your wealth? Your talent? Your service? We need to learn to be givers instead of takers. We got a society today that's takers. They just sit back each month and wait for the mailman to bring it. And most of the time, they're so sorry they won't even go get it. They'll send a young one to get it. God needs people who are not afraid to give. God wants people to live for Him and not for themselves. Folks, we need our thinking adjusted in these days. When we think about giving, think about God and His love to give to you. God just loves to give. God don't dread giving to you. God loves to give. He wants to give. But He wants us to live right. He wants us to be thankful. He wants our love. That's what He wants more than anything. And if we love the Lord, we give. If we love the Lord, we should praise Him, love Him for loving such people as we are, folks. What a great giver God is. We need to emulate Him. Learning to give, to be a blessing to other people that's hurting, that's discouraged, that's afflicted. Have you trusted Christ really, truly? If not, we invite you to Christ today. Trust Christ. Maybe you need to come to the altar today and talk to the Lord about your giving. Talk to the Lord about someone that needs salvation. Talk to the Lord about your own needs, or your afflictions, or your concern for somebody else.